Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
state
again.
Is considering
it's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, Detroit is getting closer to officially exiting bankruptcy. Emergency manager Kevin Orr submitted his letter of resignation yesterday, saying that his job was done and the city's financial crisis is over. Governor Rick Snyder agreed. So, Jack, what happens now for Detroit?
Well, the financial crisis is over and the financial crisis is about to begin. The big problems are the same they've been, jobs and money. Now, Detroit's been shorn of a lot of its debt. Hopefully, it's going to have some money. It's a sort of a thin operating margin, but some money to start revitalizing. But it's a very fine line, and everybody knows Detroit doesn't have enough jobs, doesn't have enough money, and needs revenue sources to stay solvent, let alone become prosperous. Now, the city is technically back on its own, but there is a state financial oversight board that's going to be there for years and years, keeping an eye on things, and which has to approve major expenditures. So there is some degree of oversight, but the city now is no longer under a financial manager, and we'll see whether the bankruptcy works as well for Detroit as it turned out to have for the auto companies.
Well, let's talk about some bills that are drawing up some controversy lately in Lansing. Bills to add protections for the LGBT community were declared dead last week. That means that gays, lesbians, transgender people, and bisexuals can still be denied housing or even accommodations at, let's say, restaurants. Meanwhile, a bill to protect people exercising their religious beliefs passed the state house. And now there's chatter that this bill is a pass to discriminate the LGBT community. Jack, if this bill passes, this one that's protecting the rights of people exercising their religious belief, if it passes, what does it do and what does it not do?
Well, it probably provides full employment for a lot of lawyers because this will be dragged into the courts immediately. This is called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and it's about allowing people to sort of act informed by their religious beliefs. Now, while this is being soft-pedaled by the sponsors, it's very clear that one intent of this bill is to allow people not to serve or deal with people they're uncomfortable with. And that could not only include gay people and transgender people, but maybe unwed mothers. It already is in Michigan. It's been legal to sort of fire someone from being gay, which some people think is outrageous. And this would further exacerbate this. Some constitutional scholars think that a lot of this is plainly unconstitutional, may be invalidated by whatever the Supreme Court eventually does about same-sex relationships. But again, this bill has passed the House, hasn't passed the Senate, not clear that it's going to. And there's a lot of lurid stuff out there on the internet saying that if this bill passes, EMS technicians won't have to treat a gay person hit by a car. That's simply not true. You should put this stuff in Snopes if you have any questions about it. But again, this is a very, very problematic bill.
And there's another bill I want to talk to you about. A bill pending in the Senate would allow burning of tires, used oil, and industrial waste to count as renewable energy. This is so that incinerators can count that towards the state's goal of producing 10% of our electricity from renewable energy by the end of next year. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today, but it's sort of in the category of you can't make this stuff up. This is partly to get around the renewable energy standard, and also, as far as I can tell, would might provide federal subsidies for people who were burning these things. Now, to a lot of folks, the idea of counting burning tires as renewable energy and an environmental good is kind of like the days when they were talking about counting ketchup as a vegetable in school nutrition programs. But this bill has passed the House with some bipartisan support. It's likely to pass the Senate, and it'll be very interesting to see what the governor does. But again, it's hard for many of us to think of burning old tires and, frankly, dog poop would count as renewable energy, but that's what this bill would do.
All right, Jack. Thanks for your insights.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.